I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why now? Because, you know, it may be down, but the question is always down from what? If we had the fourth largest homicide rate, highest homicide rate in the country 2 years ago, all of a sudden it goes down. People want to pat themselves on the back? No way. Talk to any of the crime victims. I was just at a college a couple weeks ago where I had photos of young kids who were victims of homicides, of shootings, and it happens over and over again. It's not okay because it's down from last year. It's bad. This is the nation's capital. This is a shining city on the hill. We're not going to tolerate it. People are afraid to come to this city.
Credit where credit is due. First of all, that's U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro. I was watching or listening to Fox News earlier this morning, and Lisa Booth goes, listen, if I was 800 pounds and I lost 200 pounds and was 600 pounds, I'm not in the clear. And I thought, she's like, my life is still in jeopardy. And I thought, I understand that analogy. That makes it very clear. You listen to Jeanine Pirro there saying, down from what? Crime's down, but down from what? Let's talk to John Malcolm about it. Vice President of the Institute for Constitutional Government, Director of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. John, thank you for being with us today. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Good to be with you.
So talk to me about your thoughts on Donald Trump's taking over of the crime situation in Washington, D.C., the executive power of the president to do this. What do you make of it?
Well, as a D.C. resident, I'm happy he's doing it. The District of Columbia is a federal enclave, so it's very, very clear that he has authority to do that. And Judge Pirro is right. So let's put this in perspective. So in 2011, there were 108 murders in Washington, D.C. In 2024, there were 187, so 79 more murders. Now, it's true, in 2023, we hit a 20-year high at 274 murders. Mm. So we went from 274 to 187, but it's still much higher than historic lows. Carjacking, same thing. In 2023, there were 959 carjackings. Carjackings are out of control in D.C. That was over twice as many carjackings as happened in 2022. Are they down a little bit in 2024 from 2023? Yes, they are. But they are still way over what any reasonable person should have to live with. I mean, there's crime in my area, and I live in a very nice area, not actually terribly far from former President Barack Obama. There are parts of Washington, D.C. that, you just can't go into at any time of the day or night and feel safe. Mm. There were shootings around National Stadium. There are shootings around the Capitol. It's a very, very bad situation for a whole host of reasons.
So one thing that, we're here in St. Louis, Missouri. We kind of have a be smart about where you go and when you go there here in this city, certainly. And the idea of law and order hasn't been a really strong principle here in our location. In Washington, D.C., the president spoke about this. I've heard a lot of anecdotes about it since yesterday when the president gave this press conference, is about how many minors are involved in this type of crime. Can you talk to us about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. These murders and carjackings, huge numbers of them are committed by minors, 70% of whom are armed when they do these, when they commit these crimes.
Wait, are those legal guns? How'd they get those guns in Washington, D.C.?
No, of course they're. Well, I don't know how they got them, but they either stole them or they got them on the black market.
They should make a law.
They clearly are not entitled to have these cases. The D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, before Judge Pirro got there, declined roughly two-thirds of the cases in which arrests were made. And out of those cases that got prosecuted, particularly gun cases, you know, like 2% of people would get jail time. If you were a minor, you would always go to Superior Court, where your idea of getting jail time was practically non-existent. It was a, you know, get out of jail free card. She has pledged to take some of these minors, and she should take every felon in possession case and try them in federal court, where the sentences are much harsher. You know, so President Trump, you just made a reference to no-go zones in St. Louis, and we certainly have those in Washington, D.C. And that's great for somebody like me who can stay out of those areas. But you can't if you live there. And that is an intolerable situation for people who are just trying to, you know, be law-abiding citizens and send their kids out to school or to a park and feel as if they're safe, because they're not. And that is no way to live.
How quickly can you explain to us the implementation of what President Trump announced yesterday, what that looks like, and how quickly people can determine, okay, this seems to be very, very fruitful and productive. We need more of this.
Well, we'll see what the arrests look like and where these cases are getting referred for prosecution. I mean, there are a lot of problems that the president can't really fix overnight. For instance, lax sentences by D.C. Superior Court judges, no cash bail policies that are in the process of being changed. There are 800, the Metropolitan Police Department, after being beat up and insulted by the D.C. City Council, is about 800 officers short. Now, what he's done is he's federalized those officers, and he's also put in 800 National Guardsmen. So he has, at least for the time being, brought the police force up to where it always should have been. We will see how long that lasts and whether this helps with recruiting for the MPD. But it's still a bad situation. These are just the first of many changes that need to take place.
We're speaking with John Malcolm, the vice president of the Institute for Constitutional Government and the director of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. It's pretty clear from the mayor, Bowser, there in D.C., as well as other people who have maybe discussed their disapproval of President Trump doing this, that he is completely within his rights to implement the measures he's implementing. Is there a timeline on that? Is it just for a temporary amount of time, or is there going to need to be more action in order to perpetuate it?
He has not set a timeline, nor does he have to. Again, this is a federal enclave. We have what's known as home rules. The D.C. Council can pass laws, but Congress can veto them. They have complete control over this. And in fact, a couple of years ago, the D.C. City Council passed a crime control bill, which was a complete wrong way of phrasing that, because it was a get-out-of-jail-free bill. It was going to reduce penalties dramatically, cut police budgets. Congress usually lets these bills pass. It, thank God, vetoed that bill. But that is the attitude that the D.C. City Council has. I have a certain amount of sympathy for Mayor Bowser. I mean, I think that she wants to do the right thing, but she can't control what the city council is doing, and she can't control the morale of the police forces. And it's very, very, it's very, very tough when, you know, the prosecutors won't prosecute, and the U.S. attorney before Jeanine Pirro and Ed Martin comes in and hires social justice warriors rather than people who actually would like to be prosecutors. That can create a very, very bad situation, and it has.
Last question for you. We're speaking with John Malcolm. I'm curious about your thoughts on, if you heard Mayor Bowser's comments yesterday, maybe about this time yesterday, and in her comments, she talked about statehood for for D.C. And you could see the political angle that this could potentially end up going. But the district there is a different setup than, you know, St. Louis, Missouri. Of course, we've seen the potential for state control over local police departments. D.C. is obviously not a state. So the statehood conversation right. comes up again.
Well, you know, Heritage has taken the position, I think it's very well supported, that in order to have D.C. statehood, that would actually require a constitutional amendment because of the way D.C. was established. Not so, by the way, for Puerto Rico, which would be easier to become a state. But, you know, the vast majority of people who are in the district, I'm one of the few exceptions, is a federal employee, and a lot of the land is taken up by federal property. So if you actually ended up having the rest of D.C. becoming a state, it would be a very tiny state. It would make Delaware look really large.
Mm. That's a nice perspective to have. Well, John Malcolm, we appreciate your thoughts on this matter. Very, very new and fresh for a lot of people to see something like this happening. And we're all very curious as to how it's going to unfold. But we're grateful for your insight. And thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Andy. Good to be with you.
You as well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. John Malcolm is the vice president of the Institute for Constitutional Government, the director of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. I mean, like, who's out there actually? Nobody's saying that there is no crime. They're saying, but crime is down. And when you consider that that is just a relative comment to how bad crime actually is.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's like they're loading blanks into their firearm here. It's not the thoughts, the detractions that they continue to put out there. They have no bite to them.
And no practical basis. You know, it's not that people are going, oh, crime's down a little bit. Oh, well, this level's fine. You know, people who live in D.C. aren't like, well, there were like a couple less homicides last month. So let's just leave that alone.
Things are looking up.
We haven't even mentioned the fact that there are people under investigation in law enforcement in D.C. for cooking the books and being told to cook the books.
Yeah, they lie. They deceive.
They lie, and it's happening across the country, too. So if you want to do stats, we could talk about it that direction. But the stats don't even tell the story.
All of these reporters detracting on President Trump saying that it's unsafe should all do live shots from the streets of Washington, D.C. at 2 a.m. Just do your reports out there if you feel so comfortable about it. Quick break. More Annie Fry Show right in the corner. Don't go away.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.